Brexit, the killing of a homeless man in Cork, and Ireland's quarter-final challenge against the All Blacks in Japan next week are some of the stories which you'll find covered on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with the line that DUP opposition to a potential solution to the Brexit deadline hardened last night as the EU and UK warned that there was still a significant amount of work needed to reach a deal. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Independent reports that if a late Brexit deal does emerge, the Taoiseach will come under intense pressure from TDs within his own party to call a snap general election. The killing of 53-year-old Timothy Hourihan, who was found unconscious near the burnt-out tent he had been sleeping in at Mardyke Walk in Cork in the early hours of yesterday morning, is the lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Echo. The Examiner quotes Katrina Toomey of Penny Dinners in Cork, a service which Mr. Hourihan attended, saying that more homeless people will die unless the government increases its efforts to tackle the crisis. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror, Irish Sun and Herald all lead today with allegations related to an assault in Dublin over the weekend. Levy on tech firms to fund new watchdog, that's a lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail, related to legislation on the appointment of an online regulator, which is expected to be published before Christmas. For its lead story, the Irish News reports today on the PSNI investigation into abuse claims at the Muckamore Abbey care facility for adults with severe learning disabilities in Antrim, which has already resulted in the suspension of 33 staff. Back in the front of today's Times, it's reported there that the former Irish soldier Lisa Smith may have fled a detention camp in Syria over the weekend. The Independent has a front page story about how some personal injury lawyers are warning clients who are in the process of making a claim to keep their social media postings private and to be careful about accepting friend requests from people who they don't know. Elsewhere this morning, a number of papers report on the injuries sustained by nine members of Enniskerry GAA Club who had to be hospitalised after they fell off a truck they were standing on celebrating their win in the county championship. Many of the players suffered broken bones and some of them are expected to require surgery. Recent storms have resulted in an unprecedented number of Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish washing up on the coast of Cork and Kerry. The Independent, Examiner and other papers this morning report on this story. A number of today's papers also report that Google has been granted planning permission for a sports pitch on top of its building at the former Boland's Mill site in Dublin as part of a €300 million urban regeneration project. The Independent carries an artist's impression of what the enclosed pitch will look like. The Times reports today on a new bill which would ban the sale of e-cigarettes to under 18s and also on proposals to introduce stricter regulations on the provision of cosmetic procedures such as Botox and dermal filling. And finally, although Ireland's World Cup victory in Japan on Saturday dominates the pictures in today's sports supplements, the commentary is all about our quarter-final match against the All Blacks next Saturday. The lead editorial in today's Independent reminds us that it's also a big week for our soccer team, who are playing in Geneva tomorrow night following their nil-all draw against Georgia on Saturday. Sporting showdowns offer welcome break from gloom, is the headline there.